We have now reached an agreement with Iran, which will result, I believe, in the freedom of our American hostages. The last documents have now been signed in Algiers, following the signing of the documents in Iran, which will result in this agreement. We still have a few documents to sign before the money is actually transferred and the hostages are released. The essence of the agreement is that following the release of our hostages, then we will unfreeze and transfer to the Iranians a major part of the assets which were frozen by me when the Iranians seized our embassy compound and took our hostages.
When the hostages have cleared Iranian airspace, it is widely believed that President Carter will get aboard Air Force One and fly to Wiesbaden, Germany to welcome them, although the White House will not confirm that. But there's a practical deadline on that. About 2 o'clock this afternoon Eastern Time, it's going to be too late for the president to go to Wiesbaden and get back in time for Ronald Reagan's inauguration, and he won't miss that.